Hill, H-I-L-L, Melinda, M-E-L-I-N-D-A, 31863. Today is 5/11. Chief complaint. Opioid addiction. Number two, opioid dependency. Number three, time for Suboxone 8/2 milligram sublingual film for 15 days. Next number is time for yearly physical. Next number, LVH. Next number is history of fatty liver. Next number is increased, the history of increased core because of hypertension. Melinda is a 60-year-old young lady with a history of hypertension. Opioid addiction comes in today for follow-up of multiple medical issues and problems, period. And the paragraph patient is tolerating her medication. There's no evidence of misuse or abuse of her medication. Patient's PDMP and urine toxin, which has been done on a PRN basis, is up to date, period. New paragraph. Previously, she did have mild carotid ultrasound, mild carotid stenosis, which needed to be repeated today because of her hypertension. She has no family history of colon cancer. She did have a guaiac stool done last year, which was negative, has not been interested in a colonoscopy, period. She also needed a mammogram, but she keeps putting it off and doesn't want to do it today at this time either, period. New paragraph, patient's social, she doesn't smoke, she vapes, she doesn't drink alcohol, she's married 13 years, been pregnant 5 times, has 2 live children, has had a lot of miscarriages, she works as a cashier at a grocery store. Surgery, tubal ligation, medical problems, as above, opioid dependency, anxiety, depression, hypertension, not suicidal, only medication is losartan, COVID immunization is up to date, family history is hypertension, no colon cancer, and leukemia. Period. The patient has had a history of mild fatty liver in the past that needs to be reevaluated today as well. Period. New paragraph. Allergy, penicillin, and sulfa. She weighs 177 pounds. That hasn't really changed much, which I'm glad. We talked about fatty liver and weight loss. 99%. 99.2, 1600, 145 over 86. Heart positive, pump positive, two lungs, fewer onchoid abdomen, soft TMs are clear, oral mucosal with vision, skin shows no rash, oral mucosal with vision, lower extremity shows trace edema. Assessment, hypertension control. Number two, opioid dependency, tolerating Suboxone as above. Next number, fatty liver, no changes. Next number, history of thyroid issues. Ultrasound of the thyroid looks good. Her TSH looks good. That was done earlier. Next number. B12 deficiency on B12 injection. Next number, history of increased liver function test. The hepatitis panel has been negative. Her liver function test is stable, and her abdominal ultrasound shows only mild, very mild fatty liver. Next number, echocardiogram, which was done because of hypertension, shows no increase in left ventricular size. Left ventricular function is well preserved. Next number, maintenance exam, again, no colonoscopy. But has had and doesn't want a mammogram at this time. Next number, carotid ultrasound, which was done because of a mild stenosis, shows no changes. Next number, lower extremity edema was evaluated via ultrasound. There's no evidence of PVD or DVD. Next one was arm pain related to work as a cashier, and there's no evidence of PVD or DVD noted, period. PVD or DVT noted, period. Patient's tox screen again is in, UDS is within normal limits. Next number, patient is to come back on a yearly basis. Next number, blood work is up to date. Next number, we'll make another pitch for a mammogram. Next time, she's definitely not interested at this time. Next number, definitely not going to talk about or interested in colonoscopy either. Next number, findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving my office. Thank you.